This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. Austin's restaurant scene is constantly growing and evolving, but how am I supposed to know what to look forward to? Well, joining me to talk about it is Jessica Dupuis. She's the food editor at culturemap.com, and she has a new list of restaurants that she hopes to see opening in the next few weeks. Right, Jessica?
Yeah, absolutely. The first one is actually one called Arrow. This is from Chef Andrew Curran, who a lot of people already know from 24 Diner and Easy Tiger. He is in a restaurant partnership with a number of different people, including his wife, Mary Catherine Curran, who is a notable pastry chef. The two of them are kind of going to create a concept that's almost like a French, classic French bistro type of a feel. And the interesting part about this is they are going to slide into the spot on West 6th Street where Haddington's used to be. And they're going to revamp it real quick and hopefully open in early June is what they're saying.
Another one that you mentioned is going to be called or is called Benji's.
Yeah, this one is just opening. So that's something that people can check out now. It's at the northeast corner of 6th and West. And it is a Tex-Mex concept with, you know, classic margaritas and that sort of thing. They're freshening things up by doing more of a farm-to-table focus with their menu. But the cool thing about it is they've got an awesome upstairs patio for kind of al fresco dining that'll have beautiful views of downtown. And so I think it'll be a fun little addition to that part of West 6th.
Another restaurant that's on your list is Jeffrey's. Now, I know this is a restaurant on West Lynn in Clarksville. What's going on with them? I thought they were already in operation.
Yeah, so Jeffrey's is kind of an Austin icon. It's a legendary fine dining restaurant. But it was recently taken over by Larry McGuire, a great chef in charge of Lambert's Barbecue downtown, Perla's Seafood. He's also created Elizabeth Street Cafe. But Jeffrey's is special. He's going to go in a classic Chez Panisse style. It's going to be very French. They actually shut the doors quite a while ago on Jeffrey's, and he has taken the entire building down to its bare bones and has restructured it. And that is finally set to open here at the end of April, they're hoping.
One of the most hyped restaurant openings is the one being opened by one of the most hyped chefs in Austin, Paul Key, who, of course, was on national television. He won the Bravo TV reality competition Top Chef last year. So I know that his restaurant Key is on your list.
You're right. He is fairly hyped. And the good news is he's got a lot of stuff to put behind that hype. So I'm really excited for him. But Key, they're hoping to have it open by the end of May. It's possible it could be early June.
And this is Kitty Corner to Cisco's, right?
Yes. Yeah. On the East 6th Street side of town.
And then the last restaurant on your list is by Bridget Dunlap of Rainy Street fame. She's opened a lot of bars down there. Yes. She has a restaurant coming?
Yes. Yeah. So as you said, you know, she has Lester Pearl, Clive Bar, a lot of bars in the Rainy Street area. This is going to be a little bit of a departure from that. One, because it's a restaurant, a full-scale restaurant. And two, because it's on East 6th. So it'll be in a different part of town for her. What's exciting about it is the chef behind it is Andrew Francisco, who used to be the chef at Olivia. And he's just a really creative and innovative chef. He uses a lot of French technique in his stuff, and he is also really inspired by Asian cuisine. So I'm excited to see what he does with his own menu.
Well, thanks for all this great info, Jessica.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm happy to be here.
Jessica Dupuis is the food editor at Culture Map. You can read about this list on Monday. And in the meantime, check out more articles about food, nightlife, and culture over at culturemap.com. This is KUT 90.5.